You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Listen up, dipshits and sensible people. I might not have the best bedside manner. I might not put you at ease, but I don't care. You need to realize that this is a serious ordeal. In fact, it's a big fucking deal. Stay at home. I didn't give you information to induce panic. I gave you information so that you'd be informed. Maybe, just maybe, I am privy to information that you aren't. If you don't like what I'm telling you, then go buy some toilet paper. Treat this seriously. If you don't, then screw you. Fuck you is what I want to say, but I can't. This will pass. Take it seriously. It is here. Act like you have the virus and don't spread it to other people. I have no doubt that it hasn't already been here, but testing had been limited. More cases are coming. If you ignore this problem, the worst thing that could happen is that your mother, father, grandmother, aunts, uncles could die. Be responsible. If you don't, then screw you. Warmest regards, Mayor Gabe Brown. Welcome to the God Show. I'm your host of hosts, the Lord thy God. With me today is Jesus Christ. What's up, Jesus?
Hey there, Dad. The host of hosts, huh? That's a new title for you.
Well, it's not that new. Isn't it one of my official godly titles?
You have all the titles, basically.
In the Hebrew Bible, the name Yahweh and the title Elohim frequently occur with the word Sesvater or Sabaoth, hosts or armies.
Wow, you know your stuff.
Heavenly host.
Heavenly host,
the
I
Lord
like that
of
one.
Hosts. I love all the names. So what do we got going on in the me damn news this week, Jesus?
Kentucky Mayor Gabe Brown is losing it at residents, not taking the virus seriously.
Oh, yeah. That's the that speech I just read. Yeah, that was from him.
Oh, right. Yes. Yes, you were inspired by him.
And, you know, it just says it all right now.
Yeah, he was just absolutely 100% done. And he's also suddenly famous after a woman who used to live in his town shared his recent Facebook post on the topic of the coronavirus pandemic on Twitter, where it is now going viral.
Yeah. And it got so much attention that he soon posted a follow-up, and he didn't really apologize for his candor, which I love.
Yeah.
So he follows up. He says, it has been brought to my attention that I may have, in fact, lost my shit. For that, I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
I probably could have handled all of your comments with a little more tact and professionalism. Then again, some of you got told what you should have. Wash your hands, you filthy animals. That's so good. That's going to be the title of this episode, Jesus.
You know what? He had every right to lose his mind.
Yeah, I mean, people are just being dumb as shit.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb as dog shit.
Yeah.
And everybody loved, you know, overwhelmingly, they loved what he said. One woman said, you know when you tell your kids to do something and they don't listen the first few times? Then you have to invoke the crazy person tactic. This is what just happened here.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Well done, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, now he's gone viral and everybody's paying attention. It worked.
Yeah, he's gone as viral as the virus.
Ugh.
Well,
I guess that's good, actually, for him
too
to go
soon?
As viral as the virus. Yeah. No, no.
Yeah. Well, they got told what they should have been told. Damn right. He read them the Riot Act. And, you know, that's leadership right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cut the bullshit.
Yeah.
You got to talk the way people understand, which is stop being morons.
Cut
Wash your hands, you filthy animals. All right. Well, we'll be right back with a report on how Trump supporters are not taking coronavirus seriously or adhering to social distancing orders. We'll be right back after this message. I'd love your support at patreon.com/thegodshow. You'll miss every other episode unless you become a patron. This show only exists thanks to support from listeners like you. Welcome back. Take it away, Jesus.
It's become a political thing. There is a report that outlines partisan divide in taking coronavirus seriously. And new report-
Oh, shocker, shocker.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's still going on. A new report published in The Atlantic on Monday lays out the differences between liberals and conservatives when it comes to taking the coronavirus pandemic and the social distancing guidelines seriously. According to journalist and political pundit McKay Copins, a good number of Trump-supporting conservatives are willing to risk getting sick to own the libs, cheerfully defying rules meant to protect them and the people that they could spread the virus to.
Yeah, it's social distancing, not social dipshitting.
There's a lot of that happening, always.
Yeah, stop social dipshitting. Fucking idiots. Oh.
Yeah. So you want to hear some examples of these people?
Yeah.
At the driving range, while 43-year-old Democrat Frost and his like-minded friends slathered on hand sanitizer and kept 6 feet apart, the white-haired Republicans seemed to delight in breaking the new rules. They made a show of shaking hands and complained loudly about the stupid hoax being propagated by virus alarmists. When their tee times were up, they piled defiantly into golf carts, shoulder to shoulder, and sped off toward the first hole.
Classic social dipshitting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how stupid can you be? You know, it's like they're just asking to get sick.
Yeah, and reminder, last month now, a couple of NBA players were doing the same thing, mocking this idea of not...
Oh, were they mocking it? I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, they were touching the microphones at the press conference. They were like, oh, look at me. I'm touching the microphones.
And then they all got it.
And then they got it. Yep. Huh. Everybody should have learned their lesson after that.
If there's one thing that I've learned, these humans never learn their lessons.
Ah.
That's one lesson we need to learn, Jesus. I mean, it's been 6,000 years. Mm-hmm. And like, it still comes as a shock to me every single day. How fucking stupid humans can be.
Because we want to see them be better.
I know. Use your free will to stop being morons, but like, you know, it's basically a 50-50 proposition.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Copin cites Donald Trump's early suggestions that the outbreak was a Democratic hoax and his recent suggestions that we can and should all go back to normal by Easter Sunday before experts believe we will even be at the peak of the pandemic as the reason for this divide. A conservative sales rep in Texas interviewed by Copins called the trend of shelter-in-place mandates a product of panic-mongering in the mainstream media, and he welcomed Trump's call for businesses to reopen by Easter. Ugh.
Well, you know that they've backed down from that now.
Yes.
Yeah, you know.
It wasn't that long ago that Trump was calling for an Easter opening, and now he's like, you know what? Yeah, okay, this is pretty bad, so... Everyone needs to continue social distancing until the end of April.
And now they've announced that 100 to 240,000 Americans will die. Mm. And Trump is saying this is a good thing.
Ugh.
It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. It would have been so much worse. But I'm such a big hero. That's why I'm keeping it to only 240,000. And that's for starters, Jesus.
Yeah.
You know that number is going to go up higher.
Yeah.
That's what it's projected today.
Terrible.
Which is way worse than any other country on Earth.
Yeah.
And it's probably because the president's a fucking moron. It's not funny. It's really sad.
It is.
That this is happening.
It's surreal.
He should be held accountable. Should. But won't. Because the people that, you know, are in his cult are just like, blame China. Mm-hmm. Blame the Democrats for trying to impeach him. Blame China again. And, you know, they'll do anything to not blame themselves.
Yeah.
Or to not blame him. Ugh.
Blame Obama.
Yeah.
Anyone but Donald.
Anything but the truth.
Right. Another Texas individual, a cutlery store manager, referred to the toxic tribalism affecting people's views on the pandemic. Quote, if someone's a Democrat, they're going to say it's worse, he said. And if someone's a Republican, they're going to say it's bad, but it's getting better. Yeah.
Fair. Mm-hmm. Potentially. True. It's bad.
Yeah.
I don't know how you're saying it's worse. I'm just repeating what the White House said.
Right.
That it's 100 to 240,000. So I did just say, I guess it's going to get worse. Oh, You've got me pegged, cutlery store manager.
And I mean, the key here is that Trump was misleading from the beginning. I mean, he called it a hoax. He said there's going to be 15 cases in the United States and soon it'll be down to zero.
Soon it'll be zero. One day, like a miracle, it'll be gone. Yeah. You'll see.
Yeah.
That didn't happen, did it?
No. No. So that's why the left is rightly blaming him.
And the right is leftly being stupid. Social dipshitting.
Meanwhile, a libertarian self-defense instructor and fan of Ayn Rand in Louisiana is getting Atlas Shrugged vibes from the shutdown of local businesses due to the outbreak.
Oh.
It feels very militaristic, she said. I'm just like, what the hell? Is this 1940s Germany?
Oh, jeez. Fucking Christ. You can't see this right now, but I'm facepalming so fucking hard. Oh, God. Oh, let me just rub my eyes. It's like the stupidity is just like a knife in the brain.
It is militaristic if you go out there and look at how people are acting, but it's the right thing to do right now.
Yeah, I mean, you should be proud of your neighbors.
Yeah.
For taking it seriously, you fucking dipshit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she also doesn't like being shamed for leaving the house and putting her neighbors at risk.
It really reminds me of my kids who tattle on their siblings when they do something bad, she said. I'm a libertarian. I don't really like being told what to do.
Did you just bring her in for an interview? Who was that?
Yeah, that's my impersonation of stupid dumbass.
While no one is being gunned down in the streets or sent off to re-education camps for breaking social distancing rules, public health experts are widely and strongly recommending them because deadly viruses don't like being told what to do either.
Oh, coronavirus is a libertarian. Yeah, you know, and of course there are Republicans who are taking it seriously and Democrats who are not, you mm-hmm. know, but the data does point to a clear partisan divide when it comes to who is overall making efforts to protect public health and who is not.
Yeah.
And I'm sure everyone listening out there has experienced this in their own lives
mm-hmm.
with who's taking it seriously and who's not. Or luckily, if they're lucky, they haven't experienced it because they're not around a bunch of fucking morons.
And one example is that group of young spring break celebrators who flouted social distancing rules to go to the beach, saying they wouldn't let the outbreak ruin their good times.
Oh, yeah. You know those were all liberals because they're, like, young and hot and going to the beach.
Yeah.
You just got to assume that. There couldn't possibly be Trump supporters there. Okay, article.
Article.
Reminder that survival of the fittest actually means survival of those most able to adapt to their surroundings.
Mm.
Yeah, it's like more like survival of the smartest.
Mm-hmm.
Another alternative title for this episode. Make a note, Jesus. Write this down.
Okay.
Social dipshitting.
Social dipshitting. I love
that. Yeah, I really want that to take off. And you know another thing is this virus, it doesn't have a nickname yet. What's up with that?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think at one point I saw Boomer Remover trending, but that was too mean. So everybody was like, oh, that's fucking good. But they're like, well, that's not accurate, so it's mean. So don't say that. By and large, I haven't seen people repeating it. What about Tom Hanks disease?
Tom Hanks disease.
I think I like it.
It's pleasant.
It's got you know what? It's too pleasant. It takes some of the fear out of it.
Right. People need to be weary
of
it.
I'm sure Corona Beer Company is all in favor of that.
Yes.
I'm not sure that Tom Hanks would like it, although he's so affable, I'm sure he'd be fine with it.
Probably. How about the Rona? I've seen people call it the Rona.
My Corona. Yeah. The Rona?
The Rona.
That's stupid.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like Tom Hanks disease, or THD for short.
All right. Well, the Lord has spoken, so everyone?
I'm, you know, I doubt that anyone's going to agree with me or do this, but, you know, I'm trying not to go crazy here. And just, it makes me giggle. Tom Hanks disease. So yeah, these dumbasses aren't taking it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that's anecdotal evidence, right? We got anything more specific, Jesus?
Well, Coronavirus deniers are filming empty, quote-unquote empty, hospital ERs to make the pandemic seem tame.
What?
Congressional candidate Deanna Lorraine, a Republican, is pushing this with her own video and the hashtag #FilmYourHospital. And in this tweet, she says, "Just went to two hospitals in LA to check out these quote-unquote war zones the mainstream media keeps telling us about, hospital emoji. They are very quiet and empty. We are not being told the truth. Why? Let's get Film Your Hospital trending. We are the news now. We can't trust the news. Post pics of your hospital here."
You fucking dipshit. Oh, where do we even begin with this? Yeah. The logical fallacies are plentiful, Jesus. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not busy outside. It's not a war zone inside. The war zone is... It's not a war zone outside. The war zone is inside. It's inside, you stupid fuck.
Right. And there are some war zone-looking areas outside of some hospitals.
Yeah, you
look at New York.
Yeah, just because you go to some random hospital in your area.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the numbers are insane in New York, and we see they're setting up makeshift hospitals in Central Park because they're running out of space.
People don't understand numbers or science, Jesus, or logic or anything. Like, you can try to explain them. These numbers doubled since yesterday, and they're going to double tomorrow. And they're like, how do you know, though? It's mm-hmm. a hoax. Mm-hmm. Like, they never, you know... learned multiplication or times tables, clearly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exponential. What does that mean? That's just some libtard word. Times itself. That's impossible. Satan.
Why do these people even go to school anymore? I mean, why bother? They're not learning anything.
They're literally too stupid to live.
Yeah.
Literally.
Right.
And, you know, the nurses fought back. They said, you know, I can't show any video, but the COVID unit at my hospital looks like a war zone. Vents in most rooms, half the patients in multi-system organ failure on CRRT and multiple life-saving medication. ERs are empty as they should be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hopefully, she's getting ratioed, as you called it.
She is. I mean, some people obviously support this idiocy, and they're like, yeah, my hospital, it looks pretty quiet.
My local hospital here in the suburbs where there's 100 people.
Yeah, it was. Sarah Letterman makes a great point. Apparently no one in the Film Your Hospital hashtag knows what HIPAA is. You're not seeing a flood of photos and video from inside hospitals because that's how people who work there get fired and or sued, you complete melons.
God forbid these people are entitled to privacy.
I mean, that's the law. They're not allowed to show us pictures or video from inside. Okay? You can see what their faces look like afterwards mm-hmm. as the lines on their faces from the masks, if they're lucky enough to have a mask.
Yeah.
I'd like to congratulate Sarah Letterman here on her use of the phrase, "you complete melons." melons. I think that's something I'm going to start using. Please make sure I continue to say that, Jesus, because
sure,
I'm tired of calling everyone a fucking moron. You complete melons.
Adding it to my notes.
These people have to try and get attention somehow. I mean, this sort of idiocy appeals to idiots who are instantly like, yeah, it doesn't exist. It's not your bad.
Yeah. What Hannity said.
My hospital is a bit... China. You're a tool. You're China. Stop talking bad about President Trump. I love him. I mean, you know, when 60% of the population are idiots, mm-hmm. yeah. I mean, these people are going to win a lot of elections, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you complete melons. modern life, it takes so much nuance and it's complex and you have to not be a fucking moron that stopped paying attention after like second grade and you read at second grade levels, you know.
Take it easy, Dad.
I don't think, yeah, I mean, these filthy animals are probably not going to wash their hands.
No.
Social dipshits.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back. I'd love your support at patreon.com/thegodshow. You'll miss every other episode unless you become a patron. This show only exists thanks to support from listeners like you.
Okay, so let's check in on a pastor.
Yeah, this is a story I actually liked.
Oh, okay, good. So a sheriff in Florida has arrested Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, the megachurch leader who has frequently praised and defended Donald Trump, including through his constant bungling of the U.S. response to the coronavirus pandemic. Howard Brown has even clung on to the president's previous downplaying of the crisis and has refused to close down his church, claiming to have, quote, machines that can shoot viruses.
What?
Whoa.
Oh, this quote. If they sneeze, it shoots it down at like 100 miles per hour. It'll neutralize it in split seconds.
What? Does he have proof of this?
Bullshit. Lying sack of shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, none of that convinced the local sheriff's office that Howard Brown's church, the River at Tampa Bay, was exempt from current orders forbidding gatherings of more than 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
If I was one of these churchgoers, I would want to see this thing just out of curiosity. Right? This sounds pretty awesome.
Like, oh, you have a machine that can shoot down germs at like 100 miles per hour? Can I see it? No, you can't see it. It's invisible. Oh, okay. Well, then what now? Give me money. Oh, okay.
If you give me money, you'll be able to see it.
It's time for the collection plate.
Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister announced the warrant for the pastor's arrest at a recent press conference after Howard Brown ignored his previous warning. The sheriff's office even set up a sign outside of the megachurch urging parishioners to remain 6 feet apart. Rather than taking the hint, the pastor told his churchgoers to shake hands to show they weren't afraid of the coronavirus. Oh, boy.
Motherfucker! Oh,
they can't stop this guy.
His reckless disregard for human life put hundreds of people in his congregation at risk, and thousands of residents who may interact with him this week in danger, Cronister said at the press conference. Mm. Yeah, damn right. You know, good job, police. Good.
Thank you.
Glad this is finally happening. You know, we're covering these televangelist criminals every single week here on The God Show, and it's absolutely outrageous how they keep bringing people into church so that they can fleece them of their cash. And they literally don't care what happens to the people that are in their flock. Their flock can go fuck themselves as far as they're concerned. They just see them as cash cows.
Mm-hmm.
So, good. I'm glad that this guy got arrested. They should all be arrested for what they're doing. It's basically attempted murder is one way you could look at it. And they should fine the shit out of him, too. He should be fined.
Yes.
I would think that would be quite fine. What's up with that?
What's up with what?
Fine is like, how you doing? Fine. And then they're like, they fined that guy. And it's like, fine, that's fine. Anyway, English language, it's silly. It's
I'm not
silly,
fine,
Jesus.
I got fined.
Yeah.
How could I be fined?
Well, this makes me very happy. I hope this is a trend that continues. I look forward to reading more about this in the coming days, about him being in prison and, this spreading. What's in the next story, Jesus?
Florida has exempted religious services from the stay-at-home order.
What?
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis had issued a statewide stay-at-home order, but its list of essential businesses that are exempt from the order has noticeably included religious services conducted in churches, synagogues, and houses of worship.
Holy shit!
Yep, this comes just days after megachurch pastor and vocal Trump supporter Rodney Howard Brown was arrested for willfully violating social distancing orders and encouraging his congregation to do the same.
Jesus fucking Christ! I'm sorry, Jesus, this isn't your fault, but holy shit!
Let it out.
So this guy gets arrested, and then his buddy, the governor, just undoes it.
It seems like it. What a melon.
What a complete... You know how to calm me down. Yeah, these guys are just two complete melons.
Are you calling them melons because, like, you're imagining their brains and it's just, like, a melon inside?
Yeah, I mean...
I love
it. There's nothing inside but mush.
sweet, sugary mush.
The word melon, it gets me going.
I think you're thinking of summer. You've got summer on the mind, watermelons.
I do think you're right. I hadn't occurred to me until you said it, Jesus, but I am picturing their heads as melons. It seems accurate.
This latest executive order from DeSantis specifically supersedes, quote, any conflicting official action or order issued by local officials in response to COVID-19. So, yeah, you're right. This does mean Howard Brown is off the hook and will be released if he hasn't been already.
They specifically put that line in there for him.
Yeah.
Unfucking believable.
Those two must be good friends.
I mean, they're both Trump supporters.
Yep.
And, you know, they clearly are running together.
Those types got to stick together.
Yeah, this news is disappointing, to say the least, Jesus, as many other states have included religious gatherings in their orders against social gatherings due to the fact that they tend to be large, with people sitting close together and often touching each other, and can be easily done with video calling instead.
Right.
You social dipshits. You're making God go crazy, you complete melons.
Have your churchgoers throw in via Venmo.
They know they can't figure that shit out. How do you do the computer?
Right. Now, that's a good point. Many of them might not even have credit cards. They might be cash only.
Okay. A ray of light here, though, Jesus.
Oh.
Howard Brown and other religious leaders will still have to limit their gatherings to 10 people or less and make sure the people who do show up remain at least 6 feet apart.
Okay, that's good. So what are they going to do? Cycle through people 10 at a time? 10 people, 10 minutes. 10 people, 10 minutes. 10 people, 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's what they'll do. Yeah.
But, little mini mass.
Yeah, I mean, I'm. It's unclear to me how this affects his current arrest because, well, that doesn't count. If he does it again, then they can arrest him, right?
I guess. Right. Yeah, if it's more than 10 people.
Yeah, people are not convinced that Howard Brown will have learned his lesson after being arrested, especially if the actual consequences for his behavior will be overridden by DeSantis's order.
Mm-hmm.
Just explain to me, Jesus, how is church an essential service?
It's not, Dad, it's not.
Yeah, exactly, it's not. It's not. It's not. You can just go online, you know, Venmo, figure out all how to do this all from home. I think they're afraid that if people start doing this from home, they're not going to want to ever go to church again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
Who the hell wants to get out of bed early on a Sunday morning?
Right.
They do that shit just to make you prove yourself right away. And then when you get to church, you're like, okay, I've gotten this far. I've dressed up. I'm here. I better give some money.
Mm-hmm.
You know. It feels like you're going to court. And then they eat your body and they drink your blood. It's that whole vampire thing. Anyway, it's not essential. I would say, please don't go to church during this time. Once it's all over, there's a vaccine. You want to go back to church? Sure. What do I care? But I'm only God. But, you know, I'll exist. I'll be fine. You don't need to go to church. Okay, just stay alive. Survive.
Stay alive, survive. I like that.
Yeah, I like this tweet from Liz Wheeler, whoever the hell that is, probably some conservative.
Yeah, looks
she
like
says,
it.
So churches are not essential, but abortion clinics are essential. Got it. So churches are not essential, but abortion clinics are essential? Got it.
What?
What?
How can that be?
That doesn't sound right.
Oh my gosh.
And then this guy responds, that is absolutely correct. You accidentally came to the correct conclusion.
You got it?
Exactly. Here's 10 reasons why abortion clinics are more essential than churches. I should do a video about that.
Yeah.
I'd probably get banned from YouTube.
Too many people reporting it.
Why God loves abortion.
Why? The pro-life people would explode.
10 reasons why abortion is more essential than church. I mean, legally, in the land of free speech, ain't nothing wrong with it. But if I put that out there, the hate that I would get. I mean, let's examine some of the reasons. Abortion is a medical procedure. and church isn't.
Mm-hmm. You have a right to choose.
You have a right to choose whether or not to bring a human into this world. And church is just like you're sitting down and listening and giving, you know, it's not an essential thing that needs to happen. I mean, abortions, you have to go into the office. You have to, you know, get some surgery done.
Right. Have it done right.
You can do it online.
Mm-hmm. Or you just pull out the Bible and read it.
Yeah. Or just clasp your hands together, squeeze the blood vessels in your forehead really, really hard, and try to talk to me and beg me to change my divine plan, which I find really fucking annoying. It's my divine plan.
Why would he want to change it?
Stop it's asking divine. Me to change it, okay? Damn. Anyway, that's all the time we have for this week. Thou shalt social distance. Thou shalt stop being social dipshits. The Lord has spoken. I'd love your support at patreon.com/thegodshow. You'll miss every other episode unless you become a patron. This show only exists thanks to support from listeners like you.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.